Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Philippians chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 10 through 19. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but a desire fruit that it may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. We humans really are selfish. It amazes me how much of life centers around ourself. We visit or occasionally pity others, but we focus 98% of our life on ourselves. We really do live way too much for our selfish needs and our selfish desires. We've been way too spoiled in America. We really don't know what it means to be in need in America. America is the land of plenty and wealth. This is why so many want to come here. Isn't it amazing? Most countries build walls and put fences up to keep people in. We're supposed to be putting fences up to keep people out. People want to come here. If America is in such bad shape, why are so many trying to get here? They walk from Central America and South America all the way here to try to cross the border illegally. May I say something? I'm for them coming, but let's do it legally, not illegally. We are not against immigration, but we want it done according to the laws that are on the books, not just an open border. Here in Philippians 4, God tells us about Paul. When the people of Philippi sent money to Paul to help him, we have Paul and God thanking them for their gift to him. But I want you to notice something. God uses this statement not in reference to Paul, but to the people of the church of Philippi. He says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Paul was not asking for his needs to be met. He was asking for the people who just gave for his work, for their needs to be met. It is amazing to me how that people think that prayer is like rubbing a bottle and the genie pops out. That genie is God, and he's supposed to answer our every request. That's not how we get things from God. Let me give you a recipe for God filling our needs. First of all, I want you to notice my God. Thank God we serve Jehovah God. Thank God we're not supposed to be praying to or making our own gods. I don't have to pray to a statue. I don't have to pray to a tree. I don't have to pray to a stone. I don't have to go talk to a person and hopefully they can get a hold of God for me. No. I have the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe. He is accessible to me personally. Why do we think we can make a better God than God himself? Why do we think that we can do it ourselves when we have the creator of everything available to us? We need to humble ourselves. We need to realize that we are not God. And that God wants what's best for us, so we should submit to God. We ought to take time daily to recognize who God really is. That's what real worship means. Worship is humbly thanking God for what he is. His love, his wisdom, his all-powerfulness, his all-knowingness, his omnipresence where he's everywhere. Did you know that me and God make a majority? God and I, that's all I need. You see, but my God, I'm glad I don't have to pray to a statue or anything else. I don't have a false God. I have the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Number two, shall supply all your need. Notice it doesn't say supply all my need. God was telling Paul to pray for the needs of the people who gave to him. This was not Paul asking God for his own need to be met. It says those who give God's way to help others, God will supply their need. Sometimes the need is employment or more business, or it may mean getting food or clothing. That's what Matthew 6, 19 through 34 are all about. God does not want us to look at our finances as God. We need to live and we've got to have money, but we ought to give. That's why tithing is important. Just because you feel you have a need, God's not obligated to fill it. God promises to fill the needs of those who have given, but he's not obligated to fill every need in our life. Our finances seem to be the biggest pressure point, but can I tell you something? It's not the biggest pressure point for God. Number two, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm sorry, that was number three. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God wants us to tithe. That means the first 10%. We're to give God the first tenth of our income. That's before taxes. You say, why? Because God says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God knows if we will give, our heart will follow our money, and he wants our heart. He doesn't need our money, but he wants us to give so that we can, so that he can have our heart. God then promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to those who obey. That sounds much like riches in glory. A Christian who does not tithe does not tap into God's riches. You're busy letting your money be your God. You're busy letting things be your God. We're not to get unwise in debt so that we can't give more to God. Pay high interest and spend everything and live barely paycheck to paycheck if we can. Maybe we ought to follow God's recipe for finances. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.